You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. For the rest of the hour, we're going to be talking about a new way of teaching math. It's called the Singapore Math Method, and it comes from, as you can imagine, Singapore. In fact, that's a good reason, because Singaporean students consistently top the list in international surveys of math and science achievement. The most recent survey, the Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study, or TIMSS, was released this week, and fourth and eighth grade students in Singapore were ranked first in both math and science. We came in a little bit worse here in the U.S. So what are they doing right? When it comes to math, some educators say it's the Singapore innovative way of teaching that subject, and that's our topic for the rest of the hour. And if you want a sample of what we'll be talking about, grab a pencil, because here's a math problem, a simple math problem that kids are doing, and we'll give it to you now and show you how the kids are being taught the Singapore way. Here it is. How many women are there in a college class of 250 if there are 50 more men than women? We'll talk about how to solve this problem using the Singapore method, and if you'd like to join our discussion, our number 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK. Let me introduce my guest. Robin Silby is a member of the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics and a math content coach for the Montgomery County Public Schools in Rockville, Maryland, suburb of Washington. She joins us today by phone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ira.
Now, you teach teachers how to do this method?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
We had a four-year program. Actually, the program is starting its fifth year at College Gardens Elementary School in Rockville, Maryland, a school in the Montgomery County Public School District.
Mm-hmm.
And
been successful?
Very successful.
Tell us why.
There are a number of reasons. I would say there isn't one clear and easy answer. One is the amount of teacher training and attention to the subject that we gave Singapore math when it first became available to our school. There were some workshops given by the district at the district level. In addition to that, there was a position that was my position dedicated to helping the teachers learn more about Singapore math. we had weekly meetings with every team. I modeled in classrooms almost every day, which means I did a sample lesson so that teachers could learn how to teach using the Singapore method. And I would say that the teachers spent between 10 and 15 hours a week learning the mathematics.
Let's talk about the method. How is it? I gave an example before. Could we use that example as a way that you would teach it differently with the Singapore versus the standard method?
Well,
or is that not a good one? Give me one of your own and tell me how, you know, for people who've never heard of the method, what is the method?
Well, what you're talking about is called bar modeling, and it is their approach to solving problems. Generally speaking, what happens is once the problem is given, the children use this bar model to illustrate the the problem, and it helps them.
A bar, yeah, a bar being what? Well, you know, bar on the radio could be anything.
Okay, yes, that's
true. You draw a bar graph, is what I'm imagining.
It's actually not a graph.
Not a graph.
It is just a long rectangle, sometimes two long, thin rectangles, and basically you show the whole and the parts of the whole and try to figure out what's missing, whether the whole is missing or one of the parts is missing, the relative size of those parts.
Mm-hmm.
And that diagram leads you to the plan of how to solve that problem.
So instead of doing the old x plus 50 equals 250 or something like that, I was taught, you would actually draw you get a visual picture of what's happening.
That's exactly right. The visual picture gives you an idea of not only what's missing, whether it's a large part or a small part, but relative to the size of the entire diagram, roughly what kind of an answer you're looking for.
So you get sort of an intuitive answer to it. You may not even do the math in your head, but you can see it on the bar.
Absolutely. You can see the math right in the bar. And that's just one of the things that we learned from using the Singapore math books.
What else? What other methods are involved here?
Well, they have a very good approach to number. They teach children how to think flexibly. In other words, they have kids use all kinds of little mental math tricks. mental math ideas, I should say, and strategies, and pencil and paper algorithm, pencil and paper, you know, how we have always done it, is the last trick out of their bag. They really know a lot more about numbers than we were when we were taught.
And how do you measure success?
Our state tests, our annual state tests, the scores rose from the high 50s and low 60s into the upper 80s and low 90s in a four-year period.
Wow. Well, that's successful. You're in Montgomery County. Is it spreading to other parts?
There were four pilot sites around the country, one in New Jersey, one in Massachusetts, two in Maryland. We don't plan to expand, at least in Montgomery County, and that's because the Singapore math textbooks embody or embrace the Singapore standards, and they are not aligned with the U.S. national standards or the state standards.
Oh, so you have to run through a minefield here.
Yes. Actually, one of the shortcomings of using the Singapore books was that we had to supplement it, particularly in the upper elementary grades, because Singapore does not do anything with statistics and probability, very little with data. Of course, their measurement is metric, and ours is metric and customary. Their money is different. There were lots of things that we had to do in addition to the stuff in the book.
So you actually just imported the Singapore math books and had to augment those?
That's correct.
Are any American companies jumping on the bandwagon making American versions?
I think it would be wise of school systems and textbook companies to look at the wonderful things that Singapore can give us and keep the wonderful things that are already ours.
1-800-989-8255. Let's go to someone else who's had experience. Is it Shanna in Newton, Mass?
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I had a question. I have a first grader at the public schools here. And last year, the kindergarten teacher worked on a new math curriculum. I think she did some research with an Australian program that allowed differentiated instruction where she could teach the same concepts to kids but at different levels, which I thought was great because, some kids just have a natural math ability and others, you know, need, I suppose, a different approach to learning. I'm wondering sort of if there is differentiated instruction in the Singaporean method, basically to allow different kids with different aptitudes or different levels.
In Singapore, there is, but that information wasn't provided to us as part of the pilot.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect to experiment with that in the future?
I think that, at least for our district, we used the Singapore pilot to inform us and used it really for research to improve our own district and state standards. So I don't think we'll be doing much more in differentiating using Singapore.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm smelling the M word here, money, for some reason. Is that if anything that you'd have to go further than importing the books and teaching the basics would take some money, and that's in tight supply. Would that be correct?
I don't know whether it's a money issue. I think that it's an alignment issue more than a money issue in terms of continuing it.
An alignment, that's almost like a Washington word.
I'm so sorry.
An alignment? Does that mean... Is that a political word? We're lining up the right ducks or alignment with what you teach now or what?
I think the Singapore standards and the U.S. standards don't match up closely enough for us to pursue a lot more energy. I think it's better to take what we've learned and incorporate it into some of the successful things we are already doing in this country.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Robin Silby, a member of the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics and Math Content, a coach for the Montgomery County Public Schools, on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. So does that mean you're sort of stuck a little bit? I mean, would it be better to send people to Singapore and learn how you might integrate it more or have more people come over here? Or What would be the best? If you, I write, you know, I have people write their dream checks, their blank checks out. What would you do, Robin, if you had a blank check to integrate this better?
I think we're already doing that in our district, and I think what we've done is exemplary. We've taken what we consider to be the things about Singapore math that we embrace the most, and we have applied that and embedded it into the district and state math objectives that we already have, our math goals. And
so you're happy. You're happy the way it's going.
That's pretty
much. It ain't busted, don't fix it.
Well, there are a few other things that I need to say. I think that what made this work in our school is not just about the textbooks. What made this work in our school is the amount of time and effort that we put into learning about math, from the principal all the way through the teachers and, of course, the parent community, the tremendous community support we had, and the notion of making children responsible for learning and understanding and having classroom conversations, good, solid teaching strategies.
Could you have done this with any method then, putting that kind of work in and gotten similar results?
I think we certainly could make great strides using any text.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think the amount of time we spent, the amount of training, the amount of support, and the attention that we put to mathematics in our school during that period would have made us successful no matter what we used.
So the bottom line is that any school district that wants to get involved in this method to have your success, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would have to make that commitment from top to bottom to change, you know, to do the things that you did.
If you want to give me a blank check, I would like starting tomorrow for teacher training to be better and more thorough, to have full community support, to have the country be more appreciative of the value and power of mathematics, and then I think everything will fall into place.
How can teachers learn more about this method if they want to get involved?
There is a website called SingaporeMath.com that provides teachers with examples and lessons and more information about Singapore math.
And have you been noticing expansion to other schools, or has that stayed constant?
There were 4 schools in our pilot at the beginning, and the pilot implementation was 2 years. We are in our 5th year, and we may be the only school left out of those 4.
Hmm.
So it is not expanding.
It's not. And
no, sir.
Why would you say that?
Why would I say that?
Why is that happening?
Because it's too. Because in our district, and I would guess around the country, it's too difficult to try to take everything that's in Singapore math and add to it everything that we need to do in the United States to mm-hmm. teach math as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many differences, and I wouldn't want to give up our data analysis. Singapore looks to us as being excellent in certain parts of the math curriculum. They want to learn from us just like we want to learn from them.
Interesting. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
It was my pleasure.
Happy holiday to you.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Robin Silby is a member of the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics and a math content coach for the Montgomery County Public Schools in Rockville, Maryland. Our program is produced by Annette Heist, senior producer Karen Burgoth. Charles Berquist is our director and our web producer. Our interns are Corey Binns and Abby Leonard. And if you'd like to learn more about what we talked about today, maybe you didn't write stuff down quickly enough, surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. And especially for teachers, when you get to sciencefriday.com, just click on the teachers button and we have free curricula that we make out of Science Friday that you can download and teach in your class using the stuff you hear on Science Friday. Also, there is audio there that you can download and listen on your Audible player, on your iPod, and or listen on Real Audio, and archives of Science Friday in case you want to catch up on stuff you might have missed. You can write to us at Science Friday, 55 West 45th Street, 4th floor, New York, New York, 10036, or you can, as I say, go over to our website at Science Friday and leave us an email. I'm Ira Flato in New York.